It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to Music's Journey on musicsjourney.com, presented by nowandthenmagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With your special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
I am so excited about today's show. I rarely get a loss for words when it comes to reviewing music and talking about an album, but I certainly did for this one. My very, very special guest today, I haven't talked to you in about 2 years, but Andrew Hyatt has been on my radar for quite a long time, and I am so excited about his brand new EP, Neverland, and it's absolutely amazing. And talk about striking the iron while it's hot from beginning right to the end. So let's welcome Andrew Hyatt. Yay. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Good. It's been, I think, 2017 when I talked to you last.
Yeah, it's been a minute for sure. I feel like it's been a minute for everything, especially this year, but you know, it's been a weird one.
It certainly has. I know that you've had a tough year. I hope you don't mind talking about it, but I think this album's probably got to mean so much more to you. Can you tell us what it means to release this one?
Yeah, I mean, this record kind of feels, it's kind of funny because nobody really knows this, but it just feels like I dug myself out of a pretty deep hole on this record. You know, I was going through a lot of things in combination with leading into this year, and you know, it went from a vocal injury that just would not go away, and still is, I'm fighting that, to, you know, training my voice 2 to 3 times a week with a coach out of Nashville for almost a year and a half, and just really not knowing. Sorry, my alarm's going off here on you. Oh. I'm going to shut that off. That's okay. That's my warning that you and I have a conversation.
Well, I thought we were done.
I was like, wait.
Yeah. No, you know, just not really sure what was going to happen with me in music, only because getting on stage and feeling like you were trapped in someone else's body just felt like such a weird, you know, just a weird paradox. And it was super defeating. And then, you know, slowly but surely, I felt like we started to get out of winter and into spring as far as music went. And then the song Neverland came along, and it kind of just reignited this flame in my stomach, in my belly. You know, it just kind of put a fire back in me. And it reminded me of what it was like when I was 14, 15 years old. And there was a lot of naysayers, and everybody said, you know, well, what are you really going to do with your life? Because you can't play music forever. And I said, watch me. You know, and so that kind of just sparked this whole record for me. It set everything off, and I just kind of set the tone, and we put our heads down and went to work.
You know what? I'm so proud of you, because that can really mess with you mind-wise when an artist gets hit with something like that. And, you know, because you were just at the top of your game last year, and you were heading into tour with Gord Bamford and the Redneck Tour. When all that shut down, I think it was after the 4th show, and, you know, getting reignited like that and then COVID hitting, it had to have been pretty tough.
Yeah, it really just felt like it was like a nonstop barrage of the world trying to tell me that maybe it was time to do something else. And then, you know, luckily I have an amazing team who is just, they never gave up, even when I was kind of like, well, guys, I don't know, like, you're kind of betting on a lame horse here. And they were like, no, man, it's just the season. And, you know, Dallas, being one of my managers, he put me in contact with the vocal coach, and he just kind of, you know, I told him, I'm like, I'm not in a position to be paying whatever it was, $200 and some, you know, twice a week. I was like, I'm not in a position to be funding this recovery, especially if I don't know what's coming, right? And he just said at the time, you know what, I'm going to cover it, and you and I will figure it out whenever we figure it out. And he's been a big support, same with all management across the board. So yeah, it's been weird, but it's good. It's good to have this record out and feel like we're kind of climbing back to the top of the mountain.
Well, can we tell you this right now? This is my absolute favorite music from you so far.
Ah, thank you so much. Yeah, I think for me, it feels the most like me.
Incredible.
Which is a good feeling.
Well, you are really well known for talking in a certain way and delivering the lyrics that are so vulnerable And, you know, you wear your heart on your sleeve for sure. And that's why I loved you to begin with. And you just have a knack of being able to say things in such a special way in a song. And I'm blown away by this six-track EP. It is absolutely incredible from front to back.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. I think the key with this record and something that we really put our minds to when it came to either writing or taking pitches or depending on, you know, whatever it was going to be, something that was really important to me was that it had to take me, the song had to be either really personal to me because I've written it or really personal to me because it's taken me to a time and a place that I've been in that I can relate to. And I think that's important as mm-hmm. a singer and as someone who's going to perform the song that you're delivering from a place that you've been, you know? Mm-hmm.
Do you think that because of everything that you were going through, that had an effect on these songs?
Yeah, I mean, I can hear it when I sing all the songs. I hear all of the self-doubt. I hear all of the back and forth in my head and in every note. Like I can tell you what I was thinking almost during every take of every song, right? Based on what we selected, mm-hmm. there's a vulnerability there and kind of like, felt like I was wandering blindly a little bit when we cut this record. So I think it's in there and I think it translated really well.
Oh, it does. 'Cause it's so raw. It's so real, but I'm telling you right off the top, like John and I were playing them again last night. Like this is one that I would put in stocking stuffers anywhere. And I just think that this album, there's so many songs on this one that I think are just going to be on the playlist continuously well into 2021. And you know what? Congratulations on this. It is a huge, huge album. It's going to be so good for you.
Ah, thanks. Yeah. I mean, I'm down with it getting play for the next, you know, year and a half, 2 years. That would be fantastic for both, you know, building fan base and the old bank account after this wonderful year we've had.
Oh, yeah. I don't think fans really understand, you know, when it comes to how hard it is for artists to be able to book that time, you know, to be able to go on tour, the costs involved, to be able to produce an EP and to be able to do the radio tours and do all that it takes. It is really tough, like you said, on the pocketbook, and then you not being able to do the live shows, you're counting on that. And for all that to be shut down and not having that income coming in, it is rough.
Yeah, especially in today's industry, right? You know, there was a point in time where just the purchasing of music was like an artist didn't really have to tour. Mm-hmm. They could have had some, you know, they'd be making money off the record. But now with, you know, all of the streaming services, we're still making money, but
it's not the same.
It's basically like buying a billboard, right? Like you're creating music as an advertisement for your live show. That's essentially mm-hmm. what those dollars translate into. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a delicate balance. And I've been pretty lucky this summer, you know, when they opened things up for a moment, we did a few backyard shows where I got to go out and play alone on acoustic guitar, which took me back to kind of where I started and telling stories about the songs and just kind of sharing my heart, which is something I love doing and mm-hmm. I hadn't got to do in a long time. So that kind of, it fed the fire for a minute for me. You know what I mean? It mm-hmm. just filled me up on a year that kind of beat us down. And then we got to do a couple drive-in shows. So there's been a few shows. We've been incredibly fortunate this year compared to a lot of artists. So I can't complain about that too much. But it's definitely not the same.
Yeah, because I know that you played with Dean Brody for one of the drive-ins, right? There's a few that you did.
Yeah, we did one with Dean. We did one out in Crooks Rapids Country Fest, I think is what it was called, where, you know, that was the first year that they had done that festival, and that'll be an amazing festival based on just the first year. It was better than most festivals that we play.
Oh, that's good.
So that they know what they're doing there. And then we did one up on the island close to home, Manitoulin Island, with the Rec Laws.
Oh, my favorite place.
Yeah, which was also pretty fun. So
I love Manitoulin Island and Little Current, and I've been going there for years. So it's just one of my favorite places out there. And they have a great festival there too. Really good
festival.
Yeah,
their space is fantastic. And, you know, KT's done such a good job. And mm-hmm. I grew up almost all my summers up on the island, up in Shiguinda. My grandparents have a trailer up there, so I spent a lot of time as a kid there. So it feels like going home.
Yeah, I used to go to Minamoya Lake, and that's my home. Nice. You know, I used to love it there. I just have so many memories there. Let's talk about the very first one, I Needed That. This song is such a cool song. So we're going to play it right now, and then we're going to come right back to you and talk about it, okay?
Perfect.
Off the Neverland EP, which is just out now, by Andrew Hyatt on Music's Journey.
Remember this morning I was headed out the door. Million things on my mind, no time to stop. All wrapped up in myself, meant to tell you goodbye. Not sure if I did or not. Was traffic jam, stressing over things I had to do. My phone started ringing, looked down, it was you. You told me you loved me, I said I love you back. Girl, I needed that. Oh, I needed that. Yeah, I needed that. Like a town needs a church, like a truck needs a drink, like a rock star needs a guitar, like a heart needs a beat, like a pill needs pain, like a farmer needs hope. You came in like rain, Lord knows I needed that. Girl, I needed that. Not every guy gets that close call, holding on, second chance love that he could have lost. Yeah, it took gravel, flying door, slamming 2 months straight to voicemail every time I called. I was scared to death I'd never get you back. Girl, and I needed that. Like a town needs a church, like a truck needs a drink, like a rock star needs a guitar, like a heart needs a beat, like a pill needs pain, like a farmer needs hope. You came in like rain, Lord knows I need it back. Yeah, I need it back. Remember this morning I was headed out the door. Million things on my mind, no time to stop. But your phone call and those 3 words, baby, oh, they saved me. Like a town needs a church, like a truck needs a drink, like a rock star needs a guitar, like a heart needs a beat, like a pill needs pain, like a farmer needs hope. You came in like rain, Lord knows I needed that. Girl, I needed that. Yeah, and I needed that.
I needed that. Andrew Hyatt. Boy, that song title really takes on a whole new meaning in Andrew's life and in ours during this pandemic. I'm John Marshall. You're listening to Music's Journey. Now back with your host, Kim Sear.
Talking about this one, this is one of my favorites. Gosh, I think they all are, but there's three that really, really stand out for me. But this is one of my favorites. Tell me about this one.
Yeah, so I needed that. It's definitely top two for sure for me on this EP. For a couple of reasons. Number one, it's probably the closest musically to what I create when I'm left to my own devices, as far as instrumentation and sound go. It's big, it's loud, it feels a little bit closer to a rock song than a classic country song. And we actually did release a rock version of this song, or a rockier version of this song as well, which we've been playing live, and has just been, it's the best. For the 5 shows we got to play this year, it was fantastic to do that. But yeah, this song just felt like a natural evolution of who I am right now. You know, I spent a lot of time in my mid to late 20s waking up with hangovers and just getting right back after it, and spent a lot of nights looking for a party and just kind of chasing all the wrong things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was single at the time and I feel like I hit this point at like 31 and 32 where, you know, I started looking back at all of the those nights and all the mistakes that I made. And I just really feel like I wouldn't change any of those things for the world, because they've kind of brought me to where I am right now. And that's kind of what this song is, right? It's kind of looking back going, man, I'm really glad I made all those mistakes. I'm really glad that I got hurt by people, or that, you know, I ended relationships to end up where I am now, which is engaged, you know, in a house, two dogs, a little bit more settled in my life. So it's just kind of,
it makes a difference, doesn't it? Because I know a lot of artists, that's all they think about is like getting on the road and doing the partying, you know, the tour buses, and, you know, it's all about that hype. And, you know, when everybody settles back down to it, it's you know, when you talked about it earlier when we started the show, when you got to be able to play those backyard shows, because you're getting back to loving the music. And not the hype, right? Because you want to put out records because you love what you're writing and you hope that people connect with that. And I think that's what's so different about this album. When I'm listening to this, you know, I can really see growth, huge growth, you know, with this one. And, you know, your songs were great before, but like this is just outstanding. And I just think that, you know, this is an opportunity for fans to be able to see, you know, when you do go through, you know, the dark side, you know, of life. And, you know, it's, everybody does it, but it's just making sure you're grounded enough to come out the other side to know that that's not what life's all about. And I think that's what you're learning right now.
Yeah, 100%. You know, if I think art imitates life. And if you look at the last three releases that we've done, like, I know when I listen to the first one, I just hear the immaturity in my not that I'm mature now, but I'm more mature for sure.
Hey, we're all still, you know, you're still boys, right? You know, at the end of it, even when you're like 60, is going to be that way. You got to have that life, right?
Like bathroom humor is still my favorite. You know, that's never going to change, you know. But, you know, I listen to it and I hear the first record. There's definitely an innocence there to like, and then just a lack of experience in life. And then you get to the next record where I'm just a total disaster. And then you go to this record where it feels like I'm kind of leveling out, which is good. It's good for a lot of things. It's good for my health. It's good for my sleep schedule. And it's good for my life in general. So,
well, I heard you've been quite the handyman during this coping time for your new house there.
Yeah, we bought a house about a year ago that we bought it for the yard, which even that was a disaster. We bought it for the square footage of the yard. It was just a nightmare. They hadn't cut the grass in probably a year. Like the weeds, I had to buy it like a 2-horsepower whippersnapper because, you know, it was basically like a pole chainsaw because they hadn't touched the yard in a long time and the house needed it to be completely gutted. So we started with the outside in the basement, and I basically transformed what was just a nightmare into my dream backyard. So I've been working away, and I'm a tradesman, you know, before I'm a musician. So it kind of translates for me and kept me busy.
It gives you that balance too, right? So
you're saying it was no Neverland, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you just got engaged too, so tell us about that.
Yeah, so that poor girl got to put up with me for hopefully the rest of my life. No, you know, Lisa and I, we dated for, oh God, like if you look at the total time from the first time we dated to now, you're looking at about 9.5 years.
Oh, wow.
And then there was a 2.5-3 year break somewhere in there where, you know, we were both figuring life out a little bit, and we went our separate ways and went out and dated and chased a couple different career options, and then came back and went, well, everything else sucks compared to this, so I think we should just be together. And it's good. Yeah, I can't complain. She compliments me very well with my I call it a disaster brain, because it's incredibly unorganized. It's organized chaos, where she's very organized.
Hey, to go, Lisa.
You know, she keeps the house a home while maintaining a business of her own, which is just, it blows my mind all the time, because I, you know, what she accomplishes in a day compared to what I accomplish in a day is always disheartening, but also amazing.
I think John's like that too, because I'm the one that's like loves to really keep things nice and clean and organized. I just feel that's what settles my mind and stress. I just can't look, I just can't be in chaos. So I'm one of those people that have to be organized, and it just relaxes me instantly. And you know, John's the other way around.
I know where my stuff is. Then you hide
everywhere.
It. Then you hide it on me.
No, you do that.
I call that squirreling.
Well, yeah, that's what we say, because that's
like,
John.
It's like 100. Every time I turn around, I'm looking for something, and it's not where I left it. And she goes, well, that's not where it goes. I'm like, well, who says where it goes? Why does it have to be a specific place?
Oh, come on. Like, you're playing into John's. Oh, no. Lisa, are you in the background there? I need your help here. Girl power.
I'm a smarter man than that. I come outside to have these conversations.
Well, I'm telling you, because I get so many phone calls from the grocery store, and he's always going, where did it go? I don't know where it went. Where did you put it? You must have moved it. It's like, oh my God, it's at the grocery store, John.
My phone.
His phone, his keys, his drill. I even got blamed for putting the drill in the laundry basket. It's like, holy cow.
How did it get there? Never mind.
See?
Go on.
Yeah, see? This is a
I get blamed for it, right? So
it's actually a pretty rare occurrence if I don't call Lisa at least once a day going, where's my wallet? So, you know.
Well, you know what? Somebody's got to do it for you. That's what makes a good team, right?
That's exactly it. So
let's talk about Stuck. This is kind of a really, really cool song and really sweet. So talk about this one.
So this song, I guess it would be a year and a half ago, or it'll be 2 years in January, actually. I went away to the Dominican Republic with a group of writers and a group of artists. It was myself, Megan Patrick, Lindsay L., Dan Davidson, and Mike Robbins.
Oh, goodness. And, that's a good group to go away with.
Yeah, it was actually probably one of my favorite trips I've ever been on. It was a work trip. I know it sounds way cooler than it actually is because it was in Dominican. But we rented out this old surf camp. And the cockroaches were massive. They kept me awake. I'm not even joking. At one point, I thought that I had left the tap on in the middle of the night. So I got up, and what it was they were crawling up the drain.
Oh.
And as soon as I turned the lights on, they scattered. Yeah. So
no wonder you're having nightmares this last year. Jeez.
Well, I was still drinking at that point in time. Oh. It was like a bottle a night to keep me asleep because I was just like, I'm not, roaches aren't my thing.
Oh, you know no, they aren't mine either.
We would wake up every day, do breakfast, and then we'd pair off into teams. And by 10 o'clock at night, we'd all come back and sit down, and you had to write and submit a fully recorded song at the end of every day. So, you know, day one kind of sets the tone. Whoever writes the best song, that kind of becomes the bar, and then it's on, right? So then everybody's competing to write great songs. And Stuck was myself, Dave Thompson, and Ben Stennis. And, you know, I was just talking about how I felt like I was feeling a little bit stuck, like I was stuck in somebody else's body because my voice wasn't working properly and the anxiety. And then Ben, I don't know what prompted the line, but he said, you know, smoke out the window, beer in the console. It was just like, it just kind of fell out of him as we were talking about, you know, being stressed and the best ways to relieve stress. And then, and then Stuck just kind of came to be that day. And, we knew we were onto something, and I knew I loved the song, and I wasn't sure if it was going to make the record. And then I got to perform it at the CCMAs, at the gala dinner. And it really just sort of took on a life of its own, and we cut it, and I'm super glad we did because it's one of my favorites live. So. Mm-hmm.
It's such a good song. So we're going to play that one right now, and we'll come right back to it. So here is Stuck off the brand new album, Neverland, by Andrew Hyatt on Music's Journey.
If they made a drink for this, I'd drink it. Some kind of pill, you know, I'd swallow it down. So I'm out here on this road breaking down. Smoke out the window, beer in the console. Old Keith Whitley coming to the dash. That shotgun seat still got your ghost hanging around. And just like that. Till I get you off my I should have said. Now it's just too late. Some things you can't unsay. Sun coming up, man, just go home.
From Neverland, that is Stuck from Andrew Hyatt. Outside and out of earshot of his fiance once again, here is Andrew Hyatt with Kim Sear.
That's funny.
I love the guitar riffs in this, and you know, like, I guess it's what I call the licks for the country sound, but man, you've got a way of just putting words and just the way you put the songs together. I know it's you instantly. I know your voice, but I know you instantly in the way that you guys write music, and absolutely loved this song. And I'm really hoping that everybody can download this song, purchase it, and then share it, you know, and add it to the playlist, because Stocking Stuffers, guys, because this album is going to be one that anybody's going to love to have. And that's, again, that's Neverland, that's out right now. So we got so much to talk about on this EP. So what did the next one sound like for you? Because I love this next song too. It's just such a, I don't know, a little bit more personal story for you.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I'm trying to think of what the next song on the record is.
Ah.
I'm trying to think.
Didn't know me.
Ah, there we go. Okay. I never think of them in order. That's funny. Yeah, so Didn't Know Me kind of falls into that same... the same vein as I Needed That, right? I Needed That was kind of the next progression in the series. And so Didn't Know Me, it's kind of that same thing, right? Just about you start to realize that you've kind of hit a point where you might possibly be the best version of yourself to date. And that is largely in part because of the person that you're with.
Exactly.
And how they ground you and how they just kind of know where your wallet is all the time and put up with, you know what I mean, like that kind of stuff where
oh come on, we can get deeper than that, Andrew.
it's definitely deeper than that. I you know, it's no secret that I loved to party and I loved to not sleep, and I was a bit of a disaster, and that's like a pretty well-known thing within the country music community. Mm-hmm. That, you know, at 3 a.m. I was the one pulling a flask out of my jacket and then pulling another flask out of my jacket for somebody else.
Oh.
You know, I just love to keep it going, and I've settled down a lot, thankfully. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my head is clearer and my focus is stronger, and it's no longer about those things. You know, I'm now the guy that I'm making an appearance at the after parties of the CCMA and then I'm going to bed. You know, I'm not shutting her down anymore. So I just feel like I'm the most productive and best version of myself. That's what Didn't Know Me. You know, I Didn't Know Me Till I Met You is a hook. So
it is so good. And I'm telling you, when I played it the first time, it's like I knew the words and I could just sing along with it just right off the first and knew the next paragraph. It just instantly resonated for me and connected for me. And I think this one is probably my favorite. And this will be on the playlist long after 2021. We're going to play my favorite song on this brand new EP, Neverland by Andrew Hyatt. It is such a great song, and I hope you guys love it as much as I do. And that is Didn't Know Me on Music's Journey.
Those are my dogs.
I know, you little fur babies.
Yeah, I met the man, didn't give a damn. Driving life like you stole it. Letting go of anything on earth that's worth any bit of holding. Yeah, I met the guy running red lights, both thin candle burning. Living every night like it's Friday night, but baby, now I'm learning. I didn't know me till I met you. Soon as you walked in the room, I knew you took the hand of a troubled man. Drunk and hard and nothing left to lose. Turned my world, baby, upside down. That old mirror out of town. Like I mean the man in the mirror, I never knew. I didn't know me till I met you. I didn't know me till I met you. Well, I didn't know roses are holding the door. Getting a tattoo meant a little more than live fast, die young. But baby, now look what you've done. I didn't know me till I met you. Soon as you walked in the room, I knew. You took the hand of a troubled man. Drunk and hard and nothing left to lose. Turned my world, baby, upside down. Bringing that old me right out of town. Like a mean man in the mirror, I never knew. I didn't know me till I met you. I didn't know me till I met you. Troubled man, drunk and hard and nothing left to lose. Turn my world, baby, upside down. Bringing that old mirror right out of town. Like a mean man in the mirror, I never knew. I didn't know me till I met you. I didn't know me till I met you.
Never heard a dog do a song intro before until now.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. That is Didn't Know Me, Andrew Hyatt on Music's Journey from the summer of 2019. Now back to the podcast. Once again, here's your host, Kim Sear.
I like that song because I think if you remember, anytime I've interviewed you, I tend to pull out a little bit more out of you.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, I think this is just a little bit more raw and just, you know, showing that softer side of you, that vulnerability. And, you know, it still gives us everything that we're looking for in a record from you. You could really, really connect. And I think this one is going to connect with the fans, one that they've been waiting for from you. And you should be so proud of the song.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think musically and melodically, this song has a synergy that feels really good on this record. I know with management, with Dallas and Scott, this was their favorite. And yeah, I'm a big fan of that one too. So
see, it's amazing how we all seem to pick out the ones that, you know, so we know that this one's going to do well. I'm manifesting this, okay? I'm manifesting the whole album for you. Which one do you relate to the most personally? Not because, you know, you just like the song, you like the sound, but I'm talking about emotionally.
I would say it's a mix of Didn't Know Me and Neverland. To me, those are the two that, you know, they just have a real time and place in my mind, and they just take me back to things that were kind of pivotal in my life and my career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have had such a great opportunity to work with some of the best here in Canada. And, you know, I know there's such a difference in music today, you know, when you're listening to songs that are coming from out of Nashville or, you know, out of the States, and then, you know, in comparison to Canadian music. But man, I think the technology, I think just the way Canadians are all over the radio right now. Do you feel that as well?
Yeah, I also think that a big part of that is that there's a melding of the pot, right? It's mm-hmm. it's less separate now. You know, we're writing and co-writing and getting pitches from American artists and American writers. So there's less of a division now. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like in the '90s, you could tell what a Canadian song was on country radio Huge. Versus what an American song was.
Yep.
And now I feel like, that line is very blurred, even with the players, right? Like there's Canadians playing on American records and Americans playing on Canadian records. And there's, you know, the biggest record in the world right now is that Luke Combs record.
Oh, yes.
And that's produced by Scott Moffitt from the Moffitts.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's Canadian. You know what I mean? Like yeah. it's that line has been very blurred. So,
and I think it's also true too. I'm so proud of the Canadian artists, especially the country artists, because you guys have such support. When you were first starting out, and I remember talking to you about it with Drew Gregory and a whole bunch of you, you guys support each other. It doesn't matter, you know, where you guys are on the totem pole when it comes to the billboards or anything like that. You guys are friends and support each other. It is a true family. And they're playing each other's singles. Like, as soon as you go to release one, somebody out, you know, on the East Coast is supporting you and putting it out there as much as if it was their own.
Yeah, I think that exists. And it's, you're constantly kind of checking and balancing yourself with the competitive side, but also understanding that there's a mutual respect there, right? There's mm-hmm. only, there's a part of Canadian music and that makes us competitive against one another with, you know, limited airspace and whatnot. But I think overall, you know, once that competitiveness is like set aside, we definitely have a mutual respect and a mutual love for each other. And at the end of the day, we're all calling and texting each other. You know, I've got a group chat with Mike Robbins, Dan Davidson. I've got a group chat with Sean Austin, JoJo Mason, Kelly Prescott, all those people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're constantly, you know, razzing each other and checking in, especially during this year. You know, you get your weekly check-in being like, everybody's still good. Everybody put pants on this week. Perfect. You know?
Do you remember where they are?
Yeah, exactly. You remember where you put your pants?
Do you remember where you put those? Wait a second. I'm outside. I don't have them on right now. Lisa's calling you back. Wait.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you need these.
Yeah. It's definitely a supportive community, and you know, everybody helps everybody else out.
Mm-hmm.
If I've got questions about, you know, I'm tracking a vocal and something goes wrong in Logic or Pro Tools, I know I can call guys and they're going to give me a hand getting that to my producer, even if it's a competitive producer. They're not, you know, nobody's trying to squash the other person, really. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, we're yep. competing against each other, but we're not. And, you know, you have amazing voices like JJ Shiplett and Jessica Mitchell who, you know, they'd give you the shirt off. In fact, Jess is singing. We're working on music right now. And I just sent her two songs to sing harmonies on, which she's doing from home this week. So,
that's
which
awesome.
Also reminds me, I still haven't sent her the lyrics. So I should probably do that.
But, yeah, she might need those.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think it's awesome. And I know that it isn't easy out there with the competitiveness, you know, when it comes to getting on radio, it's pretty tough, you know, whether it's male or female. I know, you know, the females have certainly had a tough time, but they're definitely winning their share on the airways. But I know it's pretty competitive because Canada is just loaded right now with some amazing talent. And then with the technology, you know, it's kind of leveled out the playing field this year, you know, because people are able to produce out of their own places right now, and like they've never been able to before, and create the sound that is absolutely amazing without having to have a band there.
Yeah, like even for us, we, you know, I usually fly to the West Coast to do most of the recording stuff that I do, or at least tracking vocals. We use a lot of like session players.
Mm-hmm.
That have home setups, but with COVID, it kind of forced me to get my home setup ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm cutting vocals at home and we're just drop boxing things back and forth. Like I'm no longer going to travel because why would I? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's nice to go to the West Coast, but instead of going six times a year, you know, I'll probably end up going closer to like once or twice a year just to shoot content out at the label studio. So
mm-hmm.
that's
yeah.
it. Yeah.
I think it's great. And I know that you've got limited time today, so we're going to get to the big one for me here. And that we're going to play the single Neverland, which is the lead track off your brand new album on Music's Journey.
You ain't made for college towns. This place ain't meant to leave. The best days of your life stop right here at 17. Don't waste your time, just walk the line. No point in chasing dreams, yeah. You'll talk about your glory days with your buddies at the bar. Be just another used to be that didn't get that far. If I was you, I'd park that truck and stay right where I am in Neverland. And maybe I'll just crash and burn and fall flat on my face. For me, it ain't the finish line. It's all about the race. And I don't wanna be another shoulda, coulda been. I wanna be the one that gave it all he had. Show 'em all that you can, just like that. I give back to Neverland. Yeah, they might make fun of all your California dreams, but you'll never see the ocean from a farm in Tennessee. Sometimes you gotta trust your heart and hope they understand in Neverland. And maybe I'll just crash and burn and fall flat on my face. For me it ain't the finish line, it's all about the race. Finish line, it's all about the race. And I don't wanna be another shoulda, coulda been. I wanna be the one that gave it all he had. Show them all that you can, just like that. Be the man that I am when I get back to Neverland.
Andrew Hyatt with Neverland, the title cut from his latest CD and the brand new single as well. Now back to the Music's Journey podcast with your host, Kim Sear, and a man who always knows where his pants are, Andrew Hyatt.
Now, what has this EP meant overall for you personally and growth? Because, as I said, you've written some great stuff and your body of work is amazing on its own. But because of all the changes you've gone through, you know, with your voice loss, like this has got to be so sweet.
Yeah, it feels awesome. It feels like springtime. I don't know how else to describe it other than that, which is why the record, you know, why the album art is, you know, a flower coming out of the ground. It just feels like new growth and a new beginning, and it feels very hopeful for me. You know, I'm very proud of what we created, especially given the obstacles that we were going through, and I'm just incredibly thankful every single day that I get to, you know, make music and that I got to make another record and someone was willing to invest the money and have my back, and that I've got a team that is still willing to go to bat for me time and time again. Mm-hmm. You know, and that I have the support of Canadian radio. It's been awesome.
Well, we're rooting for you, that's for sure, because you've always been one that I've been watching real close, because I've been a part of your career right from the beginning. And I knew you had something so special, and we talked about that before. And I'm really, really proud of this record. It's just, you know, it's just going to blow the charts up. And I'm really hoping that the fans start hearing this one. I don't know if you got any videos coming up.
So we released a video for I Needed That and Neverland, the video. That's out now. That came out, I think, on Friday. And then we've got a live video of Neverland that's coming out, which was kind of interesting to shoot in a climate that, you know, was pretty limited as to how many people could attend a show. And then we're also working on a bunch of stripped down acoustic versions of all the songs. So that'll, we'll release videos of those as well. We're going to do some live performance and submit those. So.
No, I know that we've got, you know, I'm setting everything up there so that the fans can see the videos on Now and Then magazine. So you'll be able to catch, you know, the podcast there as well as seeing the article that we've written for you too. But you know what? It's just an amazing journey, and it's just one of those layers. And you know what? This is just the beginning, and I can feel that for sure. It's only just going to keep getting better. I'm really happy that you had those backyard sessions where you're able to play those small little spots again, and just, you know, it allows you to connect to your music again. I think it's done a brilliant job for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's, it's been a good year, and I'm always thankful when people take the time to chat and say nice things about me. So thank you.
Well, I know that you've already been working on quite a few songs, right? That you guys have almost finished.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went in, masked up about, sorry, my dogs are going to bark here for a second. This is the new normal being at home, guys. Quit. Hey, come on.
I love it.
Joys.
Kind of dogs are they?
You know, I've got an Australian Shepherd Husky mix who, he was white after his bath last night, but he's black again because he rolled in all the grass clippings while I was not paying attention. And then I've got about a year and 4 month old King Shepherd who is a horse. Yeah, I tried to bathe her last night and I almost ended up in the hospital because she's a classic Shepherd. She hates water passionately. So
American Shepherds, I had one of those too, boy. I used to get pinned up against the garage all the time when I'd come home. And, you know, just so happy to see me. But then, you know what? It was bigger than me.
So. Yeah, she's, you know what? In the grand scheme of things, she's only about 87 pounds right now. So she's a little smaller than what we were expecting as far as the kings go. But I'm okay with it. I wanted like a 120-pound shepherd just because I travel a lot and I don't like the other one would sell you out for a pepperette. But she's a little more fierce, which is kind of what we're going for. So,
oh, that's awesome. A little pepperette.
Yeah.
Here, come. You can take all the equipment. Go for it.
Yeah, exactly. I can't remember what the initial question was now that we've segued into Dogland.
No, I was just talking about the new music that you got coming up that you guys have been in studio for.
Oh, yeah. So usually when I put a full band record out or like a record that's meant for country radio with that in mind, usually there are songs that I've written along the way that are a little bit more personal to me that we like to kind of do a side A, side B and then release it on vinyl. We did that with Kane, which, you know, we released Kane and then we put out Able afterwards, which was just kind of a stripped down acoustic thing. But this time I took those songs and I went into the studio and we cut them live off the floor. It's a bit of a concept record called The Roaches, The Ravens, and The Wildflowers. And it's about three different personality types that are in the music industry. And I wrote a song about each of those. So
that's
they're all
kind of cool.
Yeah. They're all loosely based on people that I've interacted with. And if you know my life, then you'll realize who those songs are about as you go through them. But, it was just, I was out in LA with one of my best friends lives out there and he's, scoring films. And, I went out for a week to just write with him. And, a lot of my favorite songs have been written with him. So we went out and I just said, hey, I got this idea. And we hashed it out in about a week. And then I came home and put a band together and we went to the studio and cut that. And I've just been patching. We're trying to keep it as live off the floor as possible, vocals included, trying to keep the most, you know, one takes at a time as we can.
And you're playing with your band as well, right? For the, for these ones, not the studio musicians.
Yeah, so we went in with my live band in a room. We're all in a room, and we, you know, we're all masked up, and we were there for 2 days, and we cut it live off the floor, and I've patched a couple words here and there that, you know, you get a little flub on your voice, or you get a little squeak. Mm-hmm. You know, 10-hour-a-day singing sessions, you get to the end of that on day two, and your voice isn't always gonna do what your brain tells it to do. So we've patched a couple of things, but yeah, that's coming out probably in the next like 5 months. We'll release that to kind of bridge the gap between the next record. And yeah, those songs don't really get played on country radio, but they do get a lot of love from Sirius XM North Americana, which has been incredibly supportive. And that's kind of what those lean towards anyway. It's more songwriter style stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I'm hoping that, you know, I'm really looking forward to that because we're on Spotify. We'd love to be able to showcase some of those for you. You know, when the time comes, that'd be awesome to have you back and to be able to have you come back and talk about the whole career for you. Just do a little bit longer one like that, that we like to do here. So it just gets into the whole background of your musical journey. So I hope you'll be able to come back for that.
Kim is like a surgeon and she likes to pull things out of people.
I love it. It's always good. It's always good.
Well, it makes for great interviews, right? But also it gets the fans to get to know you a little bit more. And you know what? We get to see what you've been through and how you got here. And, you know, I just think it's a cool way to do it. So we just want to remind everybody the best way to get a hold of you, the latest music.
Yeah. So if you check out www.andrewhyattmusic.com, that has everything on it. I'm probably most active currently on Instagram, which is at the Andrew Hyatt. But you can also find me on Facebook, Twitter. Twitter is kind of where I go when I'm stoned and thinking. So that's a little more humor and like shower thoughts.
Yeah.
Not always cohesive, but it's there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And I don't know if I'll ever join the TikTok wave, so you probably will never find me on there because I'm 33 and a male and just don't belong on that. But yeah.
Well, we're really, really hoping that everybody picks this one up. You know, great stocking stuffer, and what a phenomenal album. Best work yet. And that is the EP, brand new EP, Neverland, by our very, very special guest, Canadian country artist, Andrew Hyatt. We thank you so much for spending some time with us and sharing just a little bit about your life and what you've been going through this last year. And we're really praying for you when it comes to your voice for complete recovery.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys taking the time, and perfect timing. I'm off to the next thing now.
I know. So anyway, you take care.
Thank you, Andrew.
I will send all the links and everything to this. So it'll be on Spotify and all the other streaming platforms as well. So, and the article too. So we'll send all that out to you.
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right. Listen, you take care of yourself, protect that voice, and, say hi to Lisa Forrest and wish you guys an absolutely wonderful holiday this weekend and your little fur babies.
Yeah, we'll do. Same with you guys. Enjoy the weekend and hope you're ready for winter.
Oh, not quite, but we'll get there. All right. Once again, awesome. Thank you so much for stopping by, Andrew. And
thank you, Andrew.
We really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Take care, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. It's been such a special day here today because one of my favorite artists, he's up and coming, and I'm telling you, I can manifest this one easily. Andrew Hyatt is going to be on the top of the charts, you know, when it comes to Neverland. It's brand new EP, so worth the purchase. Fans, you know what? You guys have so much power out there, and we're really grateful for the listeners globally. We've just been amazed at how far we've been reaching and that you guys are taking the time to download our podcast and being able to listen to some of the amazing stories that we're getting from these artists. And Andrew's one of those special, special artists. And his story is pretty incredible. So we're really hoping that you're going to like this one. I know you will. Neverland was just released, and it's a 6-track EP, and it is a bomb. It's absolutely amazing. So I really, really hope that you guys will take the time to purchase it, share it, stream it, and add it to your playlist. And remember, Christmas is around the corner, so great purchase, you know, to be able to put stocking stuffers. So this EP, Neverland by Andrew Hyatt, wow. Incredible. So thanks once again for tuning in to Music's Journey, and we got some great artists coming up. And I really hope that you're going to stick around to hear those. We've just got Ryan Layard that we just had, and Don Amaro, as well as
Andy Kim.
Yeah.
Jesse T and Carrie DeMayer.
Lemon Cash. Wow. Yeah, we've got some amazing ones coming up. So we're really looking forward to it. And we also got Jason Blaine coming back. He's going to be coming back to share his Christmas single. So thank you once again. And we really appreciate all that you guys do for us for Music's Journey. So we'll catch you on the flip side.
Once again, a great big thank you to Andrew Hyatt and his dogs for being with us today. You've been listening to Music's Journey on musicsjourney.com. Please like us on Facebook and share us on all your socials. And remember, you can find us on Spotify under Now and Then Magazine. Our theme music is titled I Can Tell and is performed by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.